This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, January 24th. Well, we had quite a bit of pressure in the markets to start the week yesterday. All of the grains were down sharply. Wheat coming back down to the January low, early January low, and taking it out and on Chicago and Minneapolis. Minneapolis closed into a new low. Chicago closed at the old low. Kansas City did not take out that low, but it got pretty close, and it closed a few cents off the low. So not a good performance, especially considering the little bit of an updraft that we had on Friday. Corn had a similar price action in that it was down fairly hard, and soybeans were down as well. Pretty much the main driver here was rain in Argentina. We've had much better rains than we've seen in months. And the forecast calls for more yet to come, a couple more systems that are pretty well defined and widespread that should drop, you know, a good 1 to 2 inches at least across almost all of the growing regions of Argentina and southern Brazil. So this effectively at least stops any drought expansion, and this should stabilize crops at least for the near term. So we should get some nice soaking rains that will, you know, supply at least topsoil moisture and probably start to replenish some of the subsoil. Much of Argentina's corn crop was planted late, so we're looking at later season varieties or short season varieties that typically yield less. So we're looking at already a drop in production, which is Argentina already estimated last week a drop in soybean and corn production. But this should at least stabilize yields and maybe even bump them up a little bit. So we've probably seen the worst of the production estimates coming out of Argentina. And again, this also helps southern Brazil, Paraguay. Uruguay seems to be missing out a bit, but I think these next systems will likely include them as well. In the meantime, harvest is picking up speed in northern Brazil for soybeans. Yields have come in at least as good as what was projected, and that bodes well, of course, for the crop, and they're leaning pretty heavily that you're going to see record production out of Brazil for soybeans, and the good moisture conditions should set the stage for at least a very good germination and establishment of the corn crop, which is being seeded right behind the soybean harvest. So the big crops coming out of Brazil and the stabilization of production most likely in Argentina at least suggest that a great deal of that upward momentum in corn and beans has been lost. Now the funds are heavily long corn and soybeans, and they're heavily short wheat. You know, if you run out of a weather story in South America, you pretty much have to turn to demand in North America, and that's not that great. In corn, it's pretty much terrible. In soybeans, it's decent, but you know, USDA lowered soybean export projections in this month's crop report, so that suggests that they don't expect any improvement in exports there. And obviously with Brazil already into their harvest, they're going to be dominating world trade for the next few months. And primarily, of course, that goes to China. And China's been trying to lean on Brazil more than the U.S. anyway. So I think our demand prospects are diminishing fairly quickly in corn and beans. Well, in beans, they've been diminished in corn for quite a while. For wheat, we are becoming more competitive. You know, the Black Sea, of course, is dominating world trade, and that primarily is Russia. But with the drop in prices here in the United States, it's also pulled Europe lower. Europe's getting closer to being competitive in those key North African markets. The U.S. is, you know, certainly becoming closer to being competitive in the broader world markets, other than our captive markets. So I think that does bode well. Corn has one more headwind to it with a fair amount of feed wheat coming out of Australia, and that is finding its way into the Southeast Asian markets, which typically is a U.S. corn market. The feed manufacturers there are shifting over to wheat coming out of Australia, and of course they've got a freight advantage there. So that's just one more thing that the corn market is going to struggle with, I think. Here in the United States, moisture conditions have improved significantly across the Central Plains, the Midwest, the Delta, the Northern Plains. The drought region is shrinking and it's becoming even tighter here over this. It will become tighter over these next couple weeks, with the forecast over the next 1 to 2 weeks calling for pretty decent rain chances across the eastern half of Texas, eastern half of Oklahoma. So, that's part of the drought region. So again, you're going to see that area shrink a bit. In a month or so, we'll be breaking dormancy in the far southern plains, and obviously that will be a big help in stabilizing crops as it starts to green up. So we still have southwest Kansas, the panhandles of Oklahoma and Texas, West Texas, southeast Colorado, but again, that region is becoming smaller, and I think the wheat market is going to struggle to make a weather run here until you get into March and early April, and the rains do not come. That really is what that's going to depend on. In the Northern Plains, of course, they've been in a drought situation, but they've had quite a bit of snow. And likely they should have some topsoil moisture to get things going, at least for their growing season. So again, your weather premiums are being removed from the market. That's why you see these downdrafts. Can the funds press wheat much lower than they are? That's hard to say. We are at some key support levels. We'll see what the market can do with it. The night session is bouncing a bit. We're up about 5 cents in Chicago, up around 8 or 9 cents in Kansas City. So we are at least coming up for air. Typically, from a seasonal perspective, the market does tend to have some sort of an updraft into early February, even in downtrending markets, which clearly we're in. A wheat market tends to have some kind of a rally up in the early February, which tends to stall out right around the crop report, which this year is February 8th. So it's not that far away. I think the market can muster up enough energy to get something going on the upside. If the funds start to liquidate corn and soybean positions, they will be lifting the short side of that spread on wheat, and that would create a round of buying in wheat. So I think that if they determine that there's just not a lot of weather, a threat anymore in South America, demand is lackluster here from the United States, I think they're going to start to liquidate. Or if the market continues to buckle and they have to liquidate, either way, it's going to create some buying momentum for wheat as they lift out of that short leg of the spread. So short term, I would look for the market to have a little bit of a bounce here, work its way higher into early February, right around the crop report. And then if we do get that rally, I think we need to get a little more aggressive on the short side and take a shot at pressing this wheat as it works its way lower, my guess, at least into late February and probably early March. And if the rains come, it's going to extend even further than that. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.